Okay, it's the 11th of Shvat and the 17th of January. We're at the bottom of page Samach, just to finish up the first section. This is the whole first shar being completed with this idea of that the body and its yearnings generally represents the Yetzer Hara, and but at the same time, the body actually needs Torah. It's not distinct from Torah. That's the idea of being having on tefillin and tzitzis and mila and everything that's bodily associated. And those emphases in Chazal, it's not just a figure of speech. It's because whereas feeling the body's physical yearnings can be the beginning of Yetzer Hara, but the body's spiritual yearnings are the service of Hashem, and the Malachim don't have Torah for that reason. Torah does a body good. Okay, so the last two, that was a play on milk. The last two paragraphs, Zohi Chavivus and Shal Yisrael, this is the Chavivus, which is the like the belovedness of Klal Yisrael, Shagufam Mesuba B'mitzvos Tamid, that their body is always surrounded with mitzvos. Man Nifla Hargosh is David HaMelech Alav HaShalom. How incredible is David HaMelech's a feeling, Shalom Ratzalamet Arum below Mitzvah. He didn't want to stand unclad without a mitzvah. And sometimes you read a medrash, and you have to understand, like, what's that perspective? What is it saying to me? There are mitzvahs. You have to do mitzvahs. If at a particular moment he didn't have any mitzvahs to do, maybe that's bothersome. What's the idea? He doesn't have mitzvahs on his body. It's this idea. We refer to mila in benching as your bris that you carved within us in our flesh. Dafka, os habris vayedidus beinenu levein kilchaych alkenu he dafka al gufenu. The symbol of the bris and the yedidus is really like friendship, the closeness between us and the living God, who is our lot, the one who we have a special covenant with. It's dafka on our body. Lahodianu ki habris makifa gamas gufenu. To tell us that the bris envelops also our bodies. Umiyitain v'nizka luguf kadosh. And miyitain is like halavai. Were it only so that we would merit a holy body. So it's a fascinating insight. It seems actually very basic once you hear it and know it. But a person could think service of Hashem is just to stay away from bodily things. It's to live in your neshama and negate the body or ignore the body. But what we're being shown here is that, no, dafka connecting to the body, which in Kabbalah is a very big concept. I've mentioned in the past that the Sfarim that are less Kabbalistically inclined tend to refer more to the body as being bad. That's your animal side. That's not really what a human being is about. And the neshama being the goal. Kabbalah shows that no, the human body has sanctity and represents things, not only as a vehicle to doing the right thing, but per se. And I think what he's telling us here is informed by that. Our intent with this is not to say that a person should ignore the body and its desires. Or that you should like ignore and weaken the body. If all the physical yearnings are not good, so stay away from them entirely. Neither of those is the approach of the Chacham. The intent is not to like egemon, to promote it, to be megara the Yetzer. It means like to that's what I'm looking for in English. Like you goad something, you encourage it to flare up. And the feeling of the body per se has an aspect of tumah. And that the true approach, gisha is an approach like vayigash, and the desired and true approach to it is to discern it, a vessel for our service, for the service that we need to do. It's a holy vessel. It's going to be used in the right way. That's the approach to the body. Brings us to the second shahr. So I don't know exactly, as we learn more, we'll have to see how Revolva divided up the sefer and why, but that was like one section. We've learned one section of the Alei Shor, the first gate. We covered different topics, all of them very fascinating. And now Sha'ar Sheini. This is supposed to be like the next level. So first the Mevo HaShar, like the introduction. Yomim HaYomim. One day. Literally means a day from among the days. And one particular day. Acharei Tkufas Histaglus B'Limei Torah. After a period of Histaglus is like getting used to. He entered into a discipline of learning Torah, and he's been doing it successfully. He's a Seder. He's talking really to Bnei Yeshiva, so it means he's been in Yeshiva, and he's doing okay, he's doing well. Misgaberes HaKamiya La'alos. The Ratzon Borer La'avod Alatzmo. So it burgeons within him the yearning. Kamiya, like Kamalach HaNafshi, means my soul yearns for you. So Kamiya is a yearning. To rise up. What does that mean? A clear will to work on himself. I don't want to just be a guy who, I do the right thing. I daven, I learn. I want to ascend. I want to be something. I want to make something of myself, really. And how honorable is that day? That's a great moment. Ulai zehu yom amdo al daito. Chazal use the term yom amdo al daito means the day that like he came to himself. Literally means the day that he came to his intelligence, but it means you find phrases like when a person had clarity.
The realization?
Yeah, the day when a person had like an awakening, a realization. What am I doing? I've got to focus. Let me decide to really guide my life in the right direction. Maybe that's the day when a person establishes his spiritual future. Amru Allah or Pirchas Ben Yair, the Gemara in the first parak Chulin, says the following. It was said about Rabbi Pirchas Ben Yair, the great Tana. Miyamav lo bitzel prusa shena shalom. In his whole life, he never made a motzi on a bread that wasn't his. At some level, that means he didn't want to take gifts or take things from other people. I think there are different explanations in the Mefarshim what exactly it means. But he never broke bread on something that wasn't his. U'miyom amdo al daito lo nehenemis udas aviv. And from the day he was omer al daito, he didn't benefit from his father's Su'udah. Again, there are different explanations even what that means. Is it that they were supported and he didn't want to be included in that support, or is it just dumb? He didn't want to be a burden for his father. As soon as he was old enough to come to his senses, I'm going to take care of myself. It's a similar mida, but at a further level. I don't want to be supported.
Independence.
Yeah, right. But not in the sense of pride. Not in the sense of pride, but in the sense of responsibility and benevolence. I don't want to take money from other people and be a burden for them. I'll work hard to make sure I have for myself.
Self-reliant.
Yeah, but again, not a pride thing, more of a responsibility thing. So he's showing it to Gemara a certain realization or recognition. It's called Yom Amdo Al Daito. Yom Amdo Al Daito Hu Ham Ora Es Adam Legader Es Atma Begedarim V'Labor Es Avodoso. This concept, the day when he comes to his realization, is what rouses a person to define himself with certain definitions. Actually, the word Geder means two things. It means to define, and it also means to make protective measures. I'm not sure which way he means it here. Geder, it's the same word. The fence defines the property. Fence also protects the property. I'm not sure which way he means it. But let's say to define himself or to limit himself or protect himself in certain ways and to work on himself. On that day, the question stands before the person, how should he serve? And in what way should he define himself? Barhehe was a convert, righteous convert, and just like Avram Avinu when he became, he went from Avram to Avraham, he got the hay, so Barhehe was when he, like a hey was added to him. The first was the same person as Ben Bagbag, because Bag is Beis Gimel, is the same as hey. He was a righteous time. They said to Hillel, "Ma'idachsev v'shavtem arisa min tzadok roshav ben over elokim l'shelo avoda." If a pasuk, and then you'll come back and you'll see the difference between a tzaddik and a rasha, and the difference between one who served Hashem and one who did not serve Him. Hainu tzaddik, hainu over elokim, hainu rasha, hainu lo avoda. Isn't it repetitive? Tzaddik and serving Hashem, and rasha and not serving Hashem are the same thing. Amalei, no, avoda v'lo avoda travayu tzaddiki gemurin. No, it's not the same thing. One who served Hashem and one who didn't serve Hashem is a much, let's say, more subtle definition. They're both tzaddikim. We're not talking about somebody who's a rasha. Ela hina doma shona pirko meyapam l'shona pirko meyapam be'echad. There's no comparison between somebody who reviews his learning 100 times and one who does 101 times. Serve Hashem is 101 times. Not serve Hashem is only 100 times. Amalei mishum chad zimla karele v'lo avoda. We say in Yiddish, "Af mir gezakt," you know, it should be said of all of us that we reviewed our learning 100 times. Because he didn't do it one extra time, you call him he didn't serve Hashem. Amalei tzeil aman mishuk shel chamarim asara parsi zuzza achadasar parsi b'shnei zuzza. This is a famous gemara. We'll have to analyze it more tomorrow. It's Hashem. Go look at it in the marketplace. I'll explain the gemara one way of understanding it. There are certain like limits in life. To go beyond the limit, you pay double. It's like it's not quantitative anymore; it's qualitative. So we're going to talk about quality of service in Hashem.